This is KUT, a report commissioned by the City of Austin to look at ways to combat institutional racism has been unveiled. As KUT's Audra McGlinchey tells us, it's unclear what new policies the city could enact from the lengthy report.
Austin ISD Superintendent Paul Cruz emphasized that the nearly 70-page report is just a starting point.
Nothing in here, I don't think, is a slam dunk. I think it's going to take time, and it takes thoughtful, comprehensive work to address these issues.
In November, Austin Mayor Steve Adler announced he would create a task force to look at how the city could begin to unravel a history of racist policies. Along with Cruz, Houston Tillotson President Colette Pierce Burnett chaired the task force. Across five topics, education, health, housing, finance, and criminal justice, the group devised more than 200 recommendations. Some examples? For housing, consider a moratorium on demolition of historic homes in East Austin. In the world of finance, have the city host a campaign teaching people about predatory lending. When it comes to health, one idea is to get private and public entities together to create access to healthy food. And why council members did not have a critical discussion about these recommendations Tuesday, Councilmember Greg Cassar did have some feedback. When the mayor created the task force last year, Adler said it was partly in response to recent police use of force cases, including the 2016 police shooting of David Joseph, a black teenager. But Cassar said suggestions about how to combat cases like this were lacking in the report.
I expected or suspected that more mention of how we can address use of force issues and police shootings in our community would be just more addressed in the report.
Cruz with AISD said with less than 6 months to complete this, there were issues missing from the report. Councilmember Ora Houston took a step back, congratulating the task force on having these conversations in a city that often thinks of itself as too progressive to do so.
In a city that is very liberal and very prosperous, it's hard to talk about institutional and systemic racism, and you all were able to do it with grace and be able to listen to some of the concerns that people have expressed.
One thing to note, the city of Austin is really good at publishing reports.
I just want to make sure we had a path for, you know, actually acting on it.
Council member Ann Kitchen clarified Tuesday that the full council would vote on the report tomorrow, not to enact these 200-something recommendations, but to ask the city manager to draft policy from them. As of now, there's no deadline for when the city manager will bring those policy ideas for a vote. So we can expect real action to combat institutional racism in Austin sometime. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News.